Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the whirlwind that is OpenAI's new deep research. It's like they dropped a bomb on the AI world, and we're here to sift through the fallout.
Seriously, deep research? The same name as Google's product? Bold move, OpenAI, bold move. But tell me, Nutty, is it worth the hype and the 200-month price tag?
Well, it's complicated. It uses their most powerful model, O3, not to be confused with 3 Mini, O1 Pro, GPT-4, it's a whole alphabet soup of AI. But the bottom line, it's impressive, but with a big caveat.
Caveat, do tell. Don't leave us hanging.
All right. So it aced this humanity's last exam benchmark, basically a test of obscure trivia, great for Jeopardy, maybe not so much for real-world tasks. But then there's the GUIA benchmark, much more interesting.
Why is that so interesting?
Three reasons. Relatable tasks, co-authored by an LLM skeptic, and deep research jumped from a measly 15%, GPT-4 with plugins, to a whopping 72%. Still below human performance at 92%, but a massive leap. But it completely flopped on simple common sense reasoning, like spatial puzzles, kept asking clarifying questions instead of answering. Drove me nuts.
Sounds frustrating. So like a brilliant but clueless intern.
Exactly, ace the newsletter task, finding specific info in my tiny newsletter. DeepSeek R1, completely whiffed it. But deep research hallucinates. A lot. It's a trade-off, speed and power versus accuracy. Even claimed to use camel for price history, but didn't. Liar, AI on fire.
Oh dear, trust issues already, so useful but unreliable.
Pretty much. Crushed it on a random Creole language quiz, outperforming GPT-4 even with access to the source material. But then hallucinated on a benchmark question about benchmarks. Ironic, right? DeepSeek R1's answer was even worse, completely made up facts. It's a wild west out there.
It sounds like it. So are we all about to be replaced by AI overlords?
Maybe. Saw an AI-generated YouTube channel with decent analysis and editing. No one in the comments even noticed. The clock is ticking. But for now, deep research, despite the hallucinations, is a powerful tool. Just don't trust it blindly.
Wise words, Nutty. Thanks for the insightful dive into the deep research rabbit hole.
Thanks for listening. And that's it for today's Nutty Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.